We need to, if we could just clear the clutter. This is like oral intercourse.
Yes, we see.
But my ROI quotient is going.
Now you come to visit me, brother. Why? Brother, the mock. I need your help.
Release the Kraken again.
Kraken's constantly being re-released.
Before.
Remixed.
Yeah. Some believe that before the.
Digitally remastered the Kraken.
They're wrong. And it has survived.
Is that happening?
I gave you my word. I would return for you.
With my big hammer.
You face an enemy.
Known only to a few.
Known only to one.
What the worst pain we had ever
No, faced. That's a subgenius thing. You know, you guys are men of the cloth. You're religious figures. So that kind of thing's really important for you.
It doesn't mean anything to Puzzling Evans. Puzzling eats pain for breakfast anyway.
It's Janer who should be asked that question. Why about the worst pain? Because Why he'd be able to answer it to this caller's satisfaction.
I think I would answer the... Puzzling, can you answer that for Janer? What would Janer's most dangerous pain be?
The worst pain ever that Janer's ever felt.
The money from somebody.
From Stang.
From Stang, of course.
Getting ripped off by Stang was probably the worst pain Janer faced.
Here is Janer and Stang dancing in their makeup date.
Yeah, this is back,
87, I think.
Right.
Back when they had that series together.
They're working together. Now I see it here in the paper. They're giving the troubled salmon a lift to the ocean.
There's their together. Song.
They put the troubled salmon in the bucket, and they carry it together.
You mean the
back to the bucket and the troubled salmon.
They put the troubled salmon together
in the bucket.
Separate
the troubled salmon from the rest of them.
And Stang takes one half of the bucket, and Janer takes the other half, and they go, la, 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 la.
Now that's the worst pain anyone can possibly imagine. La, 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 la,
la. Go back to the party, man. You guys are bombers.
You're a bomber.
Supposed to smoke a bomber?
Okay. You're a bomber.
They roll up a bomber and smoke a bonger. And
he's got a one-track mind. I know what he's thinking.
A bummer.
Same track my mind was on back when I was...
Listen to Don Joyce's Booper. And
some girl will be taking her place.
Oh, you can visualize.
eternity with God or doomed apart from God forever? Yes, Elvis is dead. These words that splashed across the headlines of our newspapers sent a nation into shock. Why? I guess everyone had his or her own reason to grieve for the king of rock and roll.
Some.
A good man. Others, he was so young.
He gave so much.
Puzzling Evidence Show.
What?
This is the sound of freedom working for you. This is the
Phineas
sound.
Phineas Narcos in Champions of the Galaxy.
I would fighting freedom prize in your F5.
Keep the freedom down where it belongs.
Anyway, where is this cough button of which you speak?
Ring Dang Do.
Monster hits.
Yes, they weren't they? Back in the day of bubblegum radio and amphetamine popping disc jockeys talking a mile a
minute. Sam the Sham's still around. He's 79.
Here he comes now. Well, look at that. What a spry old coach.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Neither wind, nor sand, nor centuries could ever entirely silence the voice of the desert. I bear witness to the will of Cheops, my father, to defy time forever. I saw Antony and Cleopatra pass, Alexander, Caesar, and Napoleon paused at my feet. I saw the ambitious dreams of conquerors whirling like dead leaves. As my motto, I chose an Arab saying, "The world fears time, but time fears the pyramids."
Okay, next.
What a god rot.
Let us reason together.
Yeah. God brought the...
Okay, Rob.
Look out of space.
Observe forces.
Distractions. The noise level, the chatter. Gaze upon them. And extend your concentration again to tinkling of your hands.
As though you're setting up a force field. Between these two points. Is that you? Aware of
yourself,
your thoughts.
Just like observing yourself, your thoughts. Be aware. Is that you're looking
through the middle of your thigh?
But I would think you could be a little less conceited.
Well,
just listen to this song
I shall now perform for you on the piano.
Rosebud.
Yeah, me.
Move the cursor.
Yeah.
Which famous humorist said California is a great place to live if you're an artist?
Get to my point. Would you let me just?
Sorry.
Because very early on in the show, I think all the cast members knew who their characters were, what they were doing, what was funny.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Wait a minute. What is?
Well, let me just say this, that we're behind you 100%. If we can send some fun somewhere and make you happy, it'll be great.
I'm sure glad of that. That's why I'm here.
It'll blow your mind.
Maintain.
Yes, don't let anyone know how weird we are.
Names of the vowels are A, E, I, O, U.
Can play video games just like you were in the arcade.
Inside information on not the show.
Audio
for those
commentary.
Of you listening at home, when you do this,
by the way, Jerry,
as I understand
it, right,
you cannot hum.
No,
don't hum.
Don't sing.
Listen to me right now. You may not have even heard that.
Can
I just
you imagine
hum,
what it's like on set
but you
with
didn't
this guy?
Hear it because imagine. I can't do it. So you didn't even get it. What did they get?
Out completely? If we have to do this whole thing again, it's going to be awesome.
Let me tell you what else you can't do. You can't drop an F-bomb.
No.
So, you people at home, because you didn't even know that. Now you know, and so you've got a little inside information.
Some of the things that he said lead us to believe and to think, was this a show? Was this not a show? Or how deep did it go?
Rolls the big bass drum. The big bass drum is so much fun. Boom, 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 to marching feet, marching down the street.
Now I think I'll try something I've never been before.
Make believe I'm a rubber ball.
Please clarify.
fall.
This isn't right. This isn't right.
Something is wrong. That's correct.
A moment.
Yeah, I always wanted to kill somebody with sound.
Isn't that weird?
You're weird. Noise. Noise.
Yeah. Now that is sick.
Picking up slack for you, I might add.
Very funny.
Took one hit. How stupid is that?
Is this a joke?
Who is it?
Right, folks. Showtime.
Did you kill me?
A happy introduction to a radio series.
This is my favorite part of the show.
And the show,
yes.
I love how it plays with that.
Is there?
Oh, I had this dream last night about waffles. And it was really horrible because I was being chased by a big butter pan and I couldn't get anywhere because I was waist high in maple syrup.
Time.
I need more drugs.
Where did Lucky Strike Green go?
Don't touch dial. Listen to Blondie.
Reported temporal anomaly. Tracked any physical or temporal pattern.
The song, the breeze, and I.
How's it going?
You never know.
Well, turn me on, dead man.
you really are going to say it on the radio.
My dear Mr. Morgan, this bird understands me.
Ma'am.
Oh, we stayed up and listened to your show. It's weird. And they always say, well then, why do you do it?
Why do they have to go?
It's just not right.
Why do they have to?
You have to.
Well, why do I have to do this? Because you just
I call them a bunch of losers. They are a bunch of losers.
Well, somebody's got to be the loser.
Patched in via satellite from literally all over the planet.
Hello. This is the Earth Supply Center. We're all under plan of explosive needs. And I'm wondering if you could put a super group together and have your choice of musicians, which musicians would you choose?
Somebody has just to work. Yes. It's just not fair for there to be losers.
And you know what? I think I'm going to run for president.
It's not fair to have losers. It's also not fair to have winners.
Exactly.
Everyone should win and lose equally.
I do think I'm afraid of what's in there. More of you.
I've seen those things before, and you want to stay as completely
especially
away from them as you possibly can.
Sure, this, yeah.
From Brazil. But
this would not be convenient.
This is the wind of the bad days.
Stars were the bad old days.
The Game of Thrones.
And the wolf is at the door.
That ain't enough for me to run you for extortion.
You know, I'm so stupid sometimes. I can't work with that kind of stupidity.
Stupidity? I got you connected inside.
No, I ain't no Wesley Snipes. I just hang out with stupid-ass friends and drive stupid-ass cars that attract a lot of attention.
You know what? I need to jump over this car and smack you in your peasy-ass head.
But you forgot to mention incredible intelligence.
That was incredibly stupid of me. How can I make it up?
My lisp is gone.
You didn't kill him.
No. Listen, do I look stupid enough to ruin a good thing?
Do I look stupid
really
enough to
with that gang last night?
Make
really,
a religion?
Really suck.
A religion?
Sorry about that.
No, I'm not.
I let other people make religions and then I show up.
You're so stupid!
Well, you were not there from the beginning. But
they were the big shots once. They were so stupid they'd wander into a pit of tar.
You can handle her, she doesn't talk back.
Tori, I want you.
Didn't I meet you first at the, thing in the alley next to where you were for Ferlinghetti?
Yeah, Kerouac Alley.
Yeah, I think your daughter or somebody introduced us because it was one of those things where people were saying, you should meet this guy. You should meet this guy.
Might have been.
I know.
Might have been. It was oh so long ago.
I read about you in the paper, you and the conspiracy of beards and everybody there.
Oh,
It was
a very nice event. Very nice event there at City Lights. And
yeah, it sounds like you had quite a ceremony there.
Yeah, it was Brian Goggin. That Brian Goggin.
What was he up to? Did he make a new sculpture?
He's working on one. He's working on a controversial one up in his head, a loomer.
Everyone's going to know. What's controversial?
There's half the town loves it, the idea of it, and the other half of the town hates it.
Just like the one he did with the lady with the washing machine that everybody. Yeah,
this is worse. I mean, this
is worse. Than
get closer to the stupid microphone.
Okay, here we go. And Brian, he was there and he got interviewed by this guy, this is a Chronicle writer, and so. Brian sees me and says, oh, you got to talk to this guy. He's writing an article. So he introduced me, and that guy interviews me. And then my quote shows up in the paper, and Brian's doesn't.
Say, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's journalistic humor.
Like when Michael Pepe took over that meeting at City Lights about the Cacophony Society.
Oh, yeah? He took it over?
Well, yeah, he got up and he started talking, and he didn't realize... One of the book had two authors, and one of them was there. And so, but it was fun. You were there, I thought.
Might have been.
At the Zap Comics. No, it wasn't Zap Comics. It was the other one. It was the Cacophony book. Law and Kerry Galbraith Cacophony.
Which you can go to Puzzling MS TV on YouTube and see.
Yeah, you can be there. You can practically smell the room and the
Do you want to watch old St. Stupid's Day parades on YouTube on Puzzling Evidence
or
TV?
God, who doesn't?
Or
do the fresh, new, completely different,
all new, all the time, the 41st annual St. Stupid's Day parade.
Yeah,
will be held this coming Monday.
People coming in from Sacramento.
It's going to be big people, big, big, big. This will be the weekday route.
Have to be 7 feet tall to compete.
Or have a PayPal account.
That's right.
And you can be in the parade. This isn't a parade. You stand there with your hands poop a pocket. And
right.
Me? No, I'm going to go to the pointy-headed building and stand there.
Well, nobody's going there. I don't know why.
I know, and I'll just be like
there will be somebody going to the pointy building. There will be somebody.
Just to tell people this isn't where it's at.
And I always think I should go put a sign up. No, stupid, we're at the Embarcadero Plaza. But then I go, nah, it's part of the process.
No, you're here at the wrong building and uniquely qualified to participate in the St. Stupid's Day Parade.
You should explain the best and most faithful adherent ever was your friend
Marucci.
Yeah, you should tell that story because that to me he was the parade.
You go down.
Parade was
a
waste of time.
Valancourt Fountain
was the actual.
Okay, here we go. So here's a little bit of St. Stupid Parade history. So like when it's on a week day, like it's going to be on Monday, and you're going to be there at noon at the Embarcadero Plaza for the 41st annual St. Stupid Day Parade.
43rd. Wow. 41.
As we sit here, and so like maybe. On a weekend, we go from the pointy building up Columbus Avenue to Washington Square Park, but that gig chopped us off there, so we have to keep going.
But on the strong end...
We have to go to Joe DiMaggio Playground. So, Alessandro Marucci.
He's going to be there?
Well, he was going to be at that parade like 3 years ago when it was on a weekend.
Oh, right.
So he shows up. He has a motorcycle, rides over from Petrel Hill, parks the motorcycle, goes to Washington Square Park. He says he knows it's going to Joe DiMaggio a couple of blocks farther north. But he says, well, I'll wait here at Washington Square Park. It's a nice sunny day. And he stretches out on the grass.
Under a tree,
Under a tree, yeah.
He was snoozing in the shade, like the tortoise and the hare.
Like Rip Van Stupid. And the parade comes up, and we went through Washington Square Park.
Kind of bumping it up, slam, bangity, bang.
And then down a couple blocks to Joe DiMaggio. He slept through the entire thing. And he gets up, like, you know, and the parade's a half hour past him. It's already engaged in the rituals at Joe DiMaggio. And he gets up and he goes, oh, gee, there's no parade today. And he goes home.
You know what? I don't know. I think I was using
it. I love the idea that he thought there was no parade.
Yeah, if I didn't see it, there was no parade.
Nobody shows up and no Bishop Joey is there. And nothing, just magically nothing happens. Which would be the best parade.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't want that to happen because that would kill his award of being the most stupid.
You have to have that contrast. So if you want to be contrasted to those people who are going to show
those
up with that parade.
Those people, I'm deeply offended.
Thank you. Good. Now we're going to have a little bit of song and dance. The song and dance was the park department. Okay. So the weekday parades, traditionally, I don't get permits. I spit on your idea of permits. And it's a day of license. And so out of the 40 years we've done the parade, probably 35 of them have been weekday. And never got a permit ever in my life thought about getting a permit.
Yeah,
because it's a day of license.
Is permit happy.
It's a day of license.
A permit to crack.
And then after they arrested me and sent me to trial, I got kind of grandfathered in, and the cops just say, hey, you got a map, you know, and I give them a map, and they follow us around. No problem. This year, it's all different. So suddenly, I'm getting phone calls from the park and rec department. Says, "Hey, we see you're going to do the same stupid thing. You're not going to do Joe DiMaggio, are you? You're going to start at where? Embarcadero Plaza? Oh, well, then you have to rent the Embarcadero Plaza. Because that is our property. That is our property. You have to.
Wow.
That's not amazing. A public space?
You know. It's not
a
public.
It isn't.
It isn't.
I can't stand
it. Well, it's
that.
A public space, but
I was
going to
say it's a public space, so you're actually paying all of the Desians of San Francisco there.
That's right. Everybody's getting their little cut. Bunch of socialists.
They all get 3 pennies.
So.
Socialist, syphilis, people.
So I go, okay, well, let me go.
Like I caught
look.
That political. Virus.
Well, where's everybody going to go, Uncle Ed?
Oh gosh, well it's going to be a secret, Dr. Hal.
Oh,
we're gonna sneak up on San Francisco from the west side. So everybody's going to have little water wings,
and we're going to snap our fingers.
So
and Paul McCartney will rise up from the grave.
And then the police department calls me up and says, "So you're doing a parade again this year?" And
so,
I said, "Yeah." So,
gonna drink any wine?
You got a permit? And I went, "No, I haven't done the permit." He says, "Oh, you got last year's permit?" He says, "Yeah." I'll tell you what, cop. Now dig this. The cops tell me this. Take that last year's permit which was for Joe DiMaggio the weekend up Columbus Avenue route, and he says, "Just change the dates."
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Okay, officer.
What an inspiration.
So I did that. I whited it out, and I put in the new stuff, and I faxed it over to him. And he says, "Oh, well, hey, can you give us a little more detail on your route?" So I made a little map, and I Xeroxed it out to them. And I went and picked up the parade permit today. And the guy goes, "Oh, so what are you going to do about the park?" And I says, "We're just going to pass through." He says, "Yeah." And he waves his hand. No problem. So park department might have their goon squad there.
This year
now we're talking.
Does the park department have a goon squad?
We certainly hope so. I never watched the show.
And his boys.
Yes.
But the thing is, we're not going to the park, right?
Because
it's like
a
weekday, so they're going to be up there.
So the park guys are standing like this.
Yeah.
More stupid people. Both places. They're down at wouldn't that be great? Because it happened last year. So they're down at the building and they're in the park waiting.
Crowds. Yeah.
You told them that you weren't going to be at the park. You drew them a map to show that you're not going to be at the park.
Yeah.
Now they're going to be down there with their arms folded, slapping their trunches into their palms at waiting at the park, and you never come.
So the day of license continues, and we'll be showing up in Embarcadero Plaza at noon in San Francisco for
so
the 41.
Every
but not in the, but I thought they said that you, I mean.
I know, they did. They said I couldn't. And I'm gonna.
They said it couldn't be done. They said nobody could do it.
They're all alerted. But somebody heard it on the KQED and a thing on the radio, so I got a little bit of publicity on it. And, yeah, we'll see what happens. Rain or shine, too. Rain and or shine.
Oh, you think there'll be rain as well?
Well, the weather has been pretty spotty, but the long range
sure
from Monday.
It was Thursday.
I know.
In the middle of the day,
yeah.
We got a torrential tropical downpour.
Oh, man, didn't we
followed
ever.
By hailstones, as I was going out to the post office. And then in a few hours, the streets were so dry, it looked like it had never rained yet. What was with that?
Meteorological.
You're just not used to the tropics.
Meteorological circumstance is what happened.
Oh, my God.
Meteorological.
I'm going to call and report you.
So, First Church of the Last Laugh, world's fast-growing snack religion, 150% last dogma, it's a late religion, one holy day a year, and today ain't it, but Monday is, so come on down.
Monday.
So, I heard a rumor that every year the drum you carry gets smaller and smaller.
Smaller and smaller and smaller, and this year the drum's going to carry me.
Oh, you're on a palanquin with
yes.
dancing co-eds.
And what about Wavy Gravy? Is he on the palanquin?
He called me. He called me up and says, can you get me a ride over to the city?
Yeah.
So I'm arranging a ride for him, and then John Law in the Doghead trailer is going to have a special comfy chair.
When is Wavy going to Woodstock? Isn't he going there?
Yeah, he's
going
to be the MC of the 50th anniversary.
What is the date of that?
No what idea. Is the date of the first
one? Nope.
Going down to so Yasker's farm to play in a rock and roll band.
It's going
to
be busy. Wavy's like 78. He's pushing 80. He's his mobility is kind of restricted, but he's showing up. We're going to plunk him into a chair and give him a bunch of bubbles to blow.
Excellent.
And it'll be a beautiful. I also hear the Missile Dick Chicks.
They're my new Facebook buddies.
They might bring their missile truck. Also,
Well, I suppose I ought to write him a Facebook message.
And all the art cars. We should get every art car ever made and get the art cars to parade.
You have to look like Art Carney to drive one.
Art Carney in an art car.
Yeah, right.
Europe in the lower right-hand corner.
You know, I'm in art car camp at Burning Man, even though I don't even have a car. They've got me there.
They're lucky to have you.
In a flash trailer, so I'm not particularly that lucky.
You gonna go to the man this year?
Everything's flash.
I think so.
You got a ticket, so you might as well go.
Oh, I don't have the tickets, not yet. I never know whether they will give me the ticket, but they'd have every year, so I assume that they'll do it. But it could change. They could say, Larry's gone, and we just don't do things like that anymore.
You're too OG.
Something like that. We got to bring in new burners. Transsexuals prefer.
Oh, so, it always changes. Last year it was man buns.
Boy, I didn't get that memo, but of course I have my own personnel problems. Anyway, I'll have that meeting before I leave on my own suite of travels. So I have to have it pretty early. It looks like I'm being very conscientious about it. Actually, that's only the only time I've been there. Whoa! Hey, I'm so sorry about that. I didn't see you coming. Let me, you can bring that out. It'll be dry in no time.
Carry everything in the parade?
Do I carry everything
on your shoulders? The
why don't you have a little wagon or somebody going along with a wagon?
Hey, today Disneyland just prohibited wagons and large strollers and smoking anywhere except special places.
Well, those strollers can certainly crash into your ankles with wounding.
That's just Fox News. Fox News exerting their wish list.
They don't want strollers. They have something against the moms of America.
Moms of America. Moms of America.
That answers that question.
Moms Mabry and
I meant to look up when she died because I remember watching her on a nice whiteified Hollywood Palace.
Right.
And Red Fox and all those guys just before they became really famous. I'm trying to remember the name of the show that Sanford and Son is based on because.
That's a good one. A British show.
Yeah. And
My subconscious knows that somewhere.
Me too. And also the Sanford in that became famous doing another role. But those are all questions left to a different show.
The British version of The Office, and I've never seen the American version, that is supposed to be so harsh compared to the American version. People who like the fuzzy American version are shocked when they finally catch up with the British version.
That's only because it's... Well, have you ever seen the extras? Talk about harsh, man. It's the specific personality of that comic that makes it harsh. He's in... But the thing is, he's in... he's a very nervous guy. He's in night at the museum also. Okay, I cannot get through a line without laughing.
You're talking about Ricky Gervais?
Yes.
Oh,
he's very good. Yes, he was in the British version.
I've never bothered watching the American one. I'm not a Steve Carell fan. I'm tired of that guy.
Ricky Gervais hosted the Oscars and offended everybody. They said he'd never come back in 1,000 years.
All right. So far, so good.
This year they had no.
See, I think the city's scared of all the tromping feet of people. On their own. They used to be really scared when you went to that first stop. The federal money
reserve.
Building.
Yeah,
they're going to burst in and burn it
they
down.
Were, one year, I remember there were guys inside it with the truncheons and the suits ready.
Yeah, they have their legs spread wide apart. You know, they're in a braced stance, like this far and no farther.
Well, that was the 85, 86 years. That's the year I got arrested.
That's for that drinking that one glass of wine.
One glass of wine. And
a fatal glass.
And a delaying arrest.
Yeah. For another 3 years.
Yeah. No, it's too bad.
He didn't spring forward to be arrested.
A wonderful story to read about.
The same as resisting an officer.
With Michael Rennie? Was that the lawyer's name?
Michael Rennie, Rennie? Yeah, the art lawyer.
He came from another world.
And he said,
with his giant silver robot.
Oh, there it is. It's not so giant.
Yeah, everything's relative.
What
it
if that cool rocket ship landed right on top of all the stupid people?
Oh, which tragedy. Cool rocket ship?
Remember it was downtown? And then
the Ray Gun Rocket.
Ray Gun Rocket.
Inside it, it was so amazing. It was like every science fiction rocket that you ever read about.
It's on my Puzzling Evidence TV YouTube channel.
It'd be nifty.
I think somebody parked it in Reno. Is that right?
Is that where it is? Oh, man. Makes sense.
There's now
Nevada's getting all the cool artists.
There's
this
a Burning Man museum in Reno and a Burning Man themed hotel in Reno, I believe.
Too funny.
But the rents in Reno have gone through the roof.
Of course. Because they're getting the fact that all of this wonderful talent is moving there because you can buy a ranch in Reno for a year of rent here.
I believe next week I'll be going to Virginia City with Don and Tracy. I'll have to get the rerun and they wanted me to go to Weed this week, but of course I could not because of Es Santo Estúpido.
Oh, you gotta do that parade again?
Well, I couldn't just not do it. I've always done it. I don't believe I've ever. Was I ever away?
I don't think so. I think you might get the award for the most parades tolerated.
Well, at any rate, but next week they're going to go over the Sierras, and then we go to Virginia City along that winding road, the only way in and out, besides the steam railway, which isn't running.
All in costume, right?
Hi.
Well, the people there are in costume. They certainly have nice stores where you can buy everything like that you need.
I used to, many, many, many years ago, go to, I think it was, not Bucket of Blood, but the one across the street, and
the
rhubarb pie.
The Copper Queen? It's a Silver Queen.
Have coffee, and it had a 300-mile view. It says 1,000-mile view at Lodge. But the downside is they took out the Julia they used to be called the Julia Burdett Museum downstairs.
They
now
still have the
it's back to a wedding chapel like it used to.
They have the Mark Twain Museum, the office there where he worked in. And a lot of stores where they have weird products like candies you never heard of and sodas that taste like roast turkey dinners.
Cheese, beer, chocolate.
On the label, there's a turkey, and so on. Supposedly, it's roast turkey flavored soda. Anyway, you go into these places, and they've got your.
That's where Justin Credible grew up and was not eaten by the something something monster.
That's good. I'm glad.
I gave her the movie, and I don't remember the name of it. The monster is made out of some sheepskins and a stick.
You don't mean the. What's the name of that monster?
And it's in the parking lot with people her age. The little girls are all about the age she would have been when she was living up there. Also, there's the.
Not the Las Vegas monster. I know that's a different.
Then there's the Radio Museum down in the Cribs in Virginia City. It's an amazing radio museum that Pete Goldie posted news of long ago. I can say that, right? Because he's asleep.
Oh, we can talk about Pete Goldie all the time. Everybody does. It's the latest thing on the air.
It's all scary out there in the religious world. Well, many, many centuries ago, all the various religions crashed into each other and killed each other. And the only one that was left was Saint Stupid.
It expands and contracts.
Well, the first church of the last laugh, world's fastest growing snack religion, it's a late religion, one holy day a year. Today is not it, but Monday is. It's the original stem cell of all other religions. Because all other religions, boys and girls, yeah, yours, I'm talking to you, all your religions are based on fear and guilt. But before fear and guilt can work, you gotta have somebody stupid enough to believe that con. So stupidity, it turns out, is the stem cell of all, and I'm talking to all of them, too. Yours, too. Yeah, you, yeah, you, yeah. Oh, don't pick that up. Don't point that at me.
Can these stem cells be transplanted?
And so we have now a celebration to honor.
Man, we gotta get on that legislatively.
We don't worship stupidity. No.
What do you, why do you?
No. What we do is we give homage to stupidity, the unavoidableness of its DNA-ness. Everybody shares it throughout history, throughout time. So that makes all humanity, 7.2 billion people, members of the First Church of the Last Laugh, World's Fast Growing Snack Religion, 100% one today ain't it, but Mondays.
What's it like to find out you're already a member?
Oh, yeah. Come on down, and you just, well, see, what you're just learning about the St. Stupid's Day Parade right now. It's been going on for 40 years without you. Yeah, where have you been? And now you're going, what have I missed? What am I missing?
And you know it's free.
And there's a free lunch. Oh, yeah, there's a free lunch.
Man, the liabilities are just piling up.
I know, but you know, you never know. So you need to show up and find out why you are a member. You will see like-minded people just like yourself. So come on down. Be there. Or get an
where
excuse.
Else could you see a walking toilet?
What happens if the police say, are you gathering at the door?
I got the police wrapped around my little scepter.
I got it. Boss.
Yeah, I got it.
Those saps will never know. No, the police are supporting this because they know there's not going to be any crazy, horrible.
They know.
It's a
well-behaved parade. A well-behaved parade.
Ideally, Donald Trump will get personally involved and send out a bunch of tweets about it.
Easy as falling off your skis.
Right like that. See?
So that's you would come out here.
Well, these are people with behavioral issues.
Well-behaved. I mean, there are people there who are, you know, maybe need their meds adjusted.
They're neat.
Who among us does not need, you know, meds adjusted every once in a while? So.
Yes, these are not mendicants at your door.
But when we're there to give homage to stupidity and to praise the business of religion and the religion of business right
now,
there in the financial
you
district.
You attend the seven stations of stupidity.
That's right. Yes, we will attend those stations of stupid. The first one, after we leave the Embarcadero Plaza, after barely touching it with our feet, dear Park and Rec Department, we go up Market Street to the Federal Reserve headquarters. About two blocks up the street, and then we park ourselves just not in front of the door so they can go in and out of their doors. It's a beautiful space. And I'm wondering who built that space, because the Federal Reserve is not really an elected part of the government.
Maybe it's some old WPA project building.
They were on acid if they made this building. So we get there, and what you do, this is the first station of stupid, is the Federal Reserve, and we're there with your dead lottery tickets. You do play the lottery, don't you? Of course you do.
Publisher's clearing.
Oh, well, either way. So don't think of it as, you know, a con job, okay? Don't think of it as 200 million to one that you're going to win. Think of it as a 50-50 proposition.
Wow.
Yeah, you're going to win or lose. You buy a ticket, a buck.
You get a quick pick, get one a day.
Okay? Why, you ask, why should I play the lottery? Why should I play that con game? Why should I play it? What's in it for me? Well, what's in it for you is... a minuscule chance, I make a lot of money, and then also what you do is you get to collect all these dead lottery tickets.
You know, something funny happened to me. I actually won the Publishers Clearing House sweepstakes.
What?
It wasn't a major prize, though. I won $10.
Oh, that's how they hook you in, man.
Maybe so.
A surrender to sin leads by degradation to solitary self-indulgence.
Yeah. But there you go.
Nicolaros has to read his own books.
It's like the scene in Alma. Alma is a very disturbing documentary made some years ago. In it,
about the Crimean War?
No, the main character, the mother of the person who... No, the mother of the friend of the person who made the movie is in bed going through the mail with a magnifying glass trying to, because she can't see anymore, trying to convince the filmmaker that the Publishers Clearing House owes her this money, and they're just taking their time getting the check to her.
They say that to everybody.
So you got to bring your old dead lottery ticket.
The reason I bring that up is exactly the contract I signed with this so-called religion. It said I would win big, but
you will. We guarantee, almost 100% guaranteed.
You at the end, when you reach the punchline, not in the middle of vigorous life. You don't win anything when you're young and walking around, but when you're incredibly decrepit and watery-eyed and barely able to move, suddenly you too may be a wiener.
So you bring your dead lottery tickets because you might lose. Okay, you might lose a few.
Pick some up off the convenience mart floor.
So first station is stupid. The Federal Reserve. We throw our dead lottery. We thank the Federal Reserve, an unelected body that runs our economy, for turning our economy from an agriculture to industrial to service to a casino economy.
Well, we're all about to go over the cliff.
One of those old 1930s street cleaner guys, and after you guys move on, just be sweeping up all the paper.
I got a problem with this thing you're talking about, because how can you throw lottery tickets? They're not airfoils, and they'll just flutter impotently to the ground. At least pennies or rocks or something would hit the target.
What's that stuff?
Do you crumple them up into little balls, or do you tie rocks to them, or what?
It's fat confetti is what it is. It's just fat confetti. So I strew my collection. I have, I got probably a couple of hundred dead lottery tickets in a plastic bag waiting.
You have a problem with
this. I try to play a dollar a day. Because why do you play a dollar a day in the lottery? Why? Because Lightning Hopkins, a famous blues man, he says, I play craps every day because I might be walking around lucky and not know it. So, you got to test your luck every day. Every day you got to test it. So a buck, a quick pick, a crappy Posca. And then you take the lottery ticket, take the quick pick, stuff it in your purse, and then once a month you go online and see what you got, but then you save all the lottery tickets that happened to lose. Okay, so you lost. All right, so you lost a buck. Okay, so you lost, dollar a day, 30 a month. Okay, but this financial plan is almost 100% guaranteed. Guaranteed to do what?
To pay off big.
Pay off big. So, and then when you do, somebody will win big bucks. Don't forget to tithe the first church to the last.
Tithe this.
And you got, but not 10%. No. The first church to the last laugh. Tithing is 9%. We undercut the competition. How do we do it? Volume! So come on down.
Well,
you
gotta
buy your Lottie
pass the collection plate. Just put like a thing on the end of a pole, and you know you can pass it around, or you get something in it.
I have not made a nickel off this church in 40 years.
I know. So it's time to pass the collection plate.
Not a nickel.
Have the ushers and usherettes pass through the crowd.
So I need to upscale our downsizing, and then okay, so that's the first station. Then we cross Market Street, we go to 101 California, and knock on the tomb of stupid.
That's the second station.
That's the station. At the tomb of stupid. There's this a garden terrace thing at 101 California.
You knock and you ask for him to come out, and then with a horrible groan and a stench of fetor from beyond the grave.
But no, knock on the tomb, and he hasn't.
Out comes the horrible.
Must be out to lunch.
No, well, that hasn't happened yet, but it could happen.
So that's a nice. Okay, so we snap to that stop.
Crowd is getting a little.
Then up the street, up Front Street, back to Market, and then from California Front Street Market to the plaza of the Bare Butt Mechanics.
Oh, right. That's plaza where the whole city is actually attached at that point.
That's right. Now, and there are these lug nuts around this little plaza of the Bare Butt Mechanics statue that hold old San Francisco to filtered San Francisco.
So why do you have your followers jump up and down on this sensitive spot?
Well, what we do is we snug the lugs. Snug them down. Okay, this is
you could bring a giant wrench.
There. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Somebody get on that. A giant wrench.
Have them build it at Burning Man.
And so we snug these giant concrete traffic abutment lug nuts down. And there's about,
he said abutment.
There's about 10 of them. So snug them. And then we do the leap of faith where we all jump up in the close our eyes, count to three, jump up in the air, and come down and have faith.
Oh,
when we come down,
San
Francisco will still be there.
You know, if you're up over at, where you're not supposed to be on the Embarcadero, if you have everybody jump up and down, then half the time they're not even there because they're up and
there. They are. That's right. We should get half off.
Anyway, what about the fourth station of stupid?
Okay, so that's the third station, the Bare Butt Mechanics, and then up Market Street, a couple of blocks to a sunken plaza, which is behind some sort of...
Of Atlantis.
Yeah, it's sunk, and there's a little fountain down there, and we have a parade rest. Parade rest. And it's mandatory. It's union. It's a union break. We have to have
a union suit.
We do a couple of, you know, some hymns and hers and us's and them's down there.
And there's a whole bunch of geeks a-gawking at
you.
From over the rail.
Over the rail. All the bike
they're
messengers.
They're peering with their long noses and their fat faces looking down.
Yeah, oh, wait.
Wait, what? Wait.
Transitions on Traditions. A soul sonic rhapsody of words, sound, and power. Where yesterday meets today and reaches towards tomorrow. I'm Greg Bridges, your host every Monday night from 8 to 10. Join me as we explore all that comes under the umbrella called jazz. From Lester Young to Lester Bowie, from Coleman Hawkins to Ornette Coleman, from Langston Hughes to Nikki Giovanni and beyond. Transitions on Traditions, Mondays 8 to 10 p.m. on listener-sponsored radio, KPFA.
Up
so how many directions do you need for a college?
Well, my friend Leslie Sternberg, who Ron Turner said just died, her husband Adam was a mathematician. I used to visit them in New York. They would always play the lottery, and they would always win.
What?
But they'd only win like $2 or something.
Oh, yeah.
The most they ever won was $7. But every damn time they won some piddling little prize, it was never...
Parents can be so,
I won $60.
Oh, well, that's better than Adam ever did, and he was quite an accomplished mathematician. So then you go to the fifth, or is it the sixth? What station of stupidity?
Okay, so three is the Bare Butt Mechanics Leap of Faith. Four is the sunken plaza on Market and Sansom.
So it must be the fifth that it is next.
Okay, then we go up whatever the hell that street is, to Pine Street, and then... we make a left on Pine, and right there is the old Stock Exchange building.
The Pacific
Stock Exchange, which has moved to like a computer chip. in somebody's margarita.
Oh, who cares about yeah. them?
The whole thing, you know, has been changed. So it's not, it is not the home of the real.
But the building still have a significant
still significant symbolic, symbolic presence. So we go there to exchange, wait for it. We're going to the Pacific Stock Exchange. And what we do is we exchange, wait for it. Wait for it.
By the way, it's a sweat house now.
It's an old joke. You see those
jocks? It's because it's a health club. No, no. Socks.
I thought the misogyny had had it.
Wouldn't that be something about jocks?
I can't find the station anywhere. What station are we on?
Oh, surely.
I can't find it.
It must be KPFA 94.1 Berkeley.
The pole is sticking out the side of the car.
KPFB 89.3 Berkeley. KFCF 88.1 in Fresno. K24882 97.5 in Santa Cruz. Well, he never brought me anything on Christmas. And online at www.kpfa.org.
And if you're listening, you're already stupid.
You're already a member.
So come on down. Come on down to the 41st annual St. Stupid's Day Parade, Embarcadero Plaza. But we didn't tell you that. Embarcadero Plaza in San Francisco starting at noon on Monday, April the 1st. That's right, 41st. Come on to bring your old lottery tickets. Bring your
socks. You're telling me.
Okay, so we're right after we do the sock exchange at the stock exchange, we go up Pine Street another block and a half and go around the corner on Kearney, and there at the old Bank of America headquarters, which I talked to a guy today when I walked the route today. So I'm walking the route, leaving stickers, and I'm hanging out on the corner of Kearney and Pine, and this guy comes out. Who knows me, knows Jenny, Michael Atkinson, I think it is. So he works right there, and so he's talking, and so he told me that the old Bank of America there at Kearney in California, 30% of it is owned by, wait for it, Trump. and then you have the 70% owned by his company called Vornado, which is a bunch of cutthroat financial pirates. Vornado. Vornado. So 30%. So in that plaza at Kearney in California at the old Bank of America headquarters is the big black granite shiny sculpture. Big as a, you know, big as a short bus. And, it's called the Banker's Heart. Big, black, cold rock. Banker's Heart. Herb Cain. Columnist for the Chronicle for a long time.
I'm surprised
he's the one who called pigeons feathered rats.
The anti-parade squad hasn't fallen out and tried to prevent the big penny toss.
Well, did once. They were
We early on in the parades. Actually, it was the year I got arrested. Yeah, because the year I got arrested, that story, well, it was because of an apartheid demonstration on the Berkeley campus that was busted up at like 3 in the morning on April 1st. And then we show up at noon in San Francisco, and all the security guards and all the buildings are all like tuned into like Berkeley troubles. And oh, look at this weird crowd coming over and marching through the streets. So they all kind of like flexed their authorities, and they stopped us. City Corps. After the Sunken Plaza, we used to go across the street, across what the hell, Sansom? And then is City Corps an outdoor atrium into their entrance has a nice fountain. We'd go in there, and it's this atrium, and we'd nice acoustics, and we'd circle in and circle out. Then they put up gates. So the gates will keep us out of the City Corps.
Yeah. Stupid.
So, where was I going with that? Oh, up the street.
Over here.
Yeah. So we throw pennies at the Banker's Heart, and that's the last station of Stupid. So there's only actually 6.5 stations of Stupid.
Wow.
And then California back to not Embarcadero Plaza because we don't have a permit. For the Embarcadero Plaza. The park department, after 35 years of doing it, they go, What are you doing? You got to buy that. You got to rent that for that kind of stuff. And it's like $1,000, you know, really nuts.
Insurance.
And so I'm taking a big risk here that nobody who, in the sound of my voice, is going to tell the park department
that the parade is using your property without...
Now, I'm running some interference so the city employees can't hear our plans.
Okay, good. All right.
See? Okay.
That's it. So then the parade will, you know, you'll be remembered. So you just forgot. You forgot. You didn't know you're a member. Now come on down and you'll be remembered into the one pretty true church.
One member that I sequestered today in a famous store said, I told him the parade would happen, and he said, St. Stupid's Day, maybe it won't. It's April Fool's Day. See, he got it.
He got it. I know. It's so wonderful that people kind of think they know what's going on.
I should have thought to say, yeah, well, if you go to the bottom of the Pointy Head building, you just tell me if there's no parade.
Yeah, uh-huh. Monday. Transamerica Pointy Building.
Yeah, go ahead, for those of you that are really stupid.
Yeah, uh-huh, sure. That's where you want to show up.
And being an American, I should start a church of dumbness, right? Dumb. Church of St. Dumb. And then bring placards and try to stop you guys from...
No, it just doesn't have the same
like
kind of,
you
know.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same catch it. It's a parade. Just the costumes alone, what people think costumes are, is worth it.
It's wild revelry and so on, but they do stick stickers on you without your permission.
Oh, that's right. I got
so just, oh, yeah, they stick them everywhere.
If you come naked, you could have your genitals spray painted.
Dot Monday. No naked people.
Dot org.
I got an email from a naked organization saying, hey, do you allow that in your parade? And I just sent back an email. I said, no. And I said, okay. And then I sent back, oh, thanks for asking. And then they sent me back an email and said, oh, yeah, we think we should do that, you know, and just check and see if it's okay. So those naked people, you know, good on you. But the ones that stand around and really just, here's my waving the junk in the wind.
They're sporting their beef in public.
Oh,
yeah. Pretty silly. They don't get it.
They don't get it.
Well, they're trying too hard.
I did like the guy, though, who's like half naked, half in a business suit.
Got a perfect half suit.
Right down.
That was amazing.
Right down. Head to foot.
He had a briefcase, too, or something.
It was really well done. Half a hat, half a tie.
I mean, that's really inspiration.
And then the rest is naked.
That's the spirit. Because 1 year, I'm looking at this woman, like a naked woman pushing naked kid, you know, and she comes around a corner, and there were this family there, probably from Tulsa, you know, and they were kind of like having a lot of fun, and they saw the naked person, and they just turned and ran.
Yep.
It was, and so I asked the naked
fun
people.
For the whole
family. I think strollers are not allowed in the parade.
No, that's why. We have
no strolling,
court
only marching.
Injunction on kid strollers.
Militants home.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's fun for the whole family, as long as you got clothes on.
Yeah. Yes, many young people come in costumeries.
It's very
encourage bubble making machines.
Bubbles. Yes, it's true.
Noisemakers, bubbles. We'll have
Bubbles, the character from Trailer Park Boys.
So we'll have a drum corps of some sort. So bring something noisy and easy to carry. It's like an hour and a half, an hour and 42 minutes of a parade.
The most exciting and trying times of your life, right there in the parade.
We're there to make fun of the institutions.
And also the Hell Night kind of thing, because having gone to a military school, the reversal of roles part is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
The church used to do that. You might want to tell people this is real.
This is real. Charles Laughton, Hunchback of Notre Dame, 1934, depicting the medieval Feast of Fools out in front of the church. It used to be in the church.
Then
they got too wild. They got too wild. They held the Bible upside down.
Too
they
much
burned
secular nonsense.
Cow poop for incense. They had choirs that sang Gregorian chant in hee-haw. Hee-haw, 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 hee-haw,
Yes, that Mother Church can only turn a blind eye for a certain amount of time.
But all churches do that. The Hopis do that, where in December they have a reversal of roles where they can complain about each other because you've been locked in cold homes for months and months and gray days. And so they also have a thing where they have you talk to the one-armed priest, and he goes around the dance circle and insults the person you insulted. You have to guess who it is. That way nobody has to insult anybody with complaints directly. Everybody has that steam allowance valve.
Yeah, it's been in every culture. So, every culture throughout history has that little valve, that little release, that little flip. In India, they have that. In the spring, they have that festival. Holi.
You can buy that stuff down in Burton near your house. The powders, the horrible powders.
The incense, the powder, the patchouli.
Oh, I went to one of those at Stanford. The Indian students at Stanford held a holi. You had to pay to get in, but there's like this big line. And it just was wild. It was like throwing stuff. Oh, and Travis, my grandson, was like 3 months old or something. And it was just flying. It was really a funny little thing. So, and he just got a... who else has got one? Everybody's got
one. What?
A St. Stupid's Day Parade. Oh. No, there's only one. There's only one.
And here's Bishop Joey on his palanquin in his sable robes.
Wow, look at this. A magnificent sight.
That's right. Yeah, it's I. It is I, Bishop Joey. Seminal and secular head of the First Church of the Last Laugh. World's fastest growing snack religion.
Salty bag snack.
150% less dogma. Less dogma. One holy day a year, and today ain't it.
Okay, so it'll be on Monday at noon at the Embarcadero Plaza, but not really. The Embarcadero Plaza.
Go in that area. And you'll figure it out.
Foot of Market
Street. It's really close enough. So
foot of Market.
If you're just smart, a foot of Market run Street. From one, P-U. From the Point Head building to the
if we just look like we're
forth.
Look like we're just going somewhere. Nobody stand.
Yeah,
just,
everybody has to stand like 150 feet apart. So you're just really a crowd right now.
Yeah. And then we'll do the
flash mob.
The oath. Everybody will be walking around. We'll be doing the oath in motion. That's right.
It's just set up over 41 years of flashing.
But the drum, isn't the drum problematical to this scenario?
I used to carry a big drum, now I carry a medium drum.
And, you're downsized.
I'm downsized.
Yeah, okay.
And I've got to slather myself in, stuff. Painkillers.
Those are religious slather.
Yes, slather myself.
I thought you meant sunblock.
In emollients. No, I do this bio-freeze stuff that's advertised on the Warriors games.
Bio-freeze?
Yeah, you smear it on your pains, and the pains go away. Brought to you by...
I wondered how you did that.
Bio-freeze.
Cool. And you also look younger for the time it's on your body.
Oh, yeah. So, I got Velcro braces on every joint of my body.
Velcro?
Oh, yeah. That's, kids, invest in Velcro. Velcro, Viagra, and victimhood, because you're going to be victims. So
Tang, which our astronauts enjoy.
And so, I'll be ready for the parade. Will you? Do you know what you're going to wear? No, don't think about it. Well, get up at, on Monday morning. Okay.
Get up.
Get out of that bed about roll out of there at crack of nine. Okay.
Oh, that's the
have a
right
couple
here.
Of stiff shots of coffee and then go to your closet and start grabbing stuff and throwing it on. At 11 o'clock, you're out the door. Better make it 10:30 out the door because you got to go get parking. You got to get on BART. Come on down to not the Embarcadero Plaza and, we'll see what you're wearing, and you may win the contest this year.
Embarcadero Station.
You might win the big costume contest prize. That's right.
So, everybody's in the station.
And you should look for the Dogminican Order on the trailer. The Doggy Diner heads will be a severe marker.
Oh, yes. With the wavy gravy, the psychedelic
waving at the crowd.
And bubbling at the crowd.
Yes, waving his bubble maker and...
And I'm hoping the missile dick chick truck will show up with its incredibly hard, tall, throbbing with lifelike veins and ridges missile. on the back of a truck.
I just don't think the cops have enough paddy wagons to pull all these people into custody.
They will bow before us.
Yes, of course. And you will see the laughter, the twinkle in the eye, the gaiety, the joy inspired by this event. It will be to become as a child again.
Like a milk can, stuff like that.
You can bring a milk can if you want.
People do. People bring weird stuff, weird signs, weird costumes, and weird relatives.
Yes, and just can't figure what it's about. But so, I believe that I know someone from Sacramento coming all that way just to bring it in.
Yeah, we accept all geographical denominations.
Gee. And it lasts, you say, about an hour and a half.
Hour and 42 minutes, you know. And even if it rains, we parade in the rain. But I think the rain is going to be holding off until Monday evening. So.
I've been in it when it rained. I remember.
Quite funny. And I told the cop that when I was getting my parade permit. And I said, you know, we parade in the rain. And he goes, yeah, I guess in keeping with the stupidity, right? And I went,
you got it.
That was the year, the really rainy year, was the year they hung the...
David Letterman. Yeah, he was in town doing a show.
Ah, that's right.
We tried to get on the show.
Tried hard to get...
He wouldn't get us on the show. He would not acknowledge our existential existence. We hung him.
Comedy writers are jealous of anybody usurping their prerogative. So you lynched Mr. Letterman.
In the rain. Yeah, it was kind of nice.
Had to be taken to Letterman Hospital.
I like that parade, too, because there were only maybe 20 people.
Even
I
know,
it was tiny. And everybody in raincoats. No costumery that time.
And John Law had the harness, and we threw a thing over, and he put a Letterman mask, paper Letterman mask on, and then we hung John Law again. It's traditions. It's tradition, folks.
Right. And it must happen. So
we need
it will.
You. We need you, the spiritual consumer, to come on out. Come on out and you know, let everybody. You can.
Enjoy
you have a job?
Being in that crowd.
Tell them you're sick. I'll give you a note.
Strength in numbers. What kind of a job you have to work on?
Kids
Monday,
in school? Hey, you're sick. You don't need to go. I know my 15-year-old grandson, Travis Baldwin. Oh, Berkeley High. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. He's going to skip school.
He
right, Travis.
The stock exchange one year.
Yeah.
And did a great job.
Yeah, I was recovering from surgery, and I parted out the parade to everybody, and everybody had it. What did I give you, Hal?
Start. I had
the opening. Okay. Yeah. And then Travis, had he did it quite well.
Yeah, and Philo did a station.
Yes.
Also. Everybody took over, did a
bang
station.
Up job.
Yes,
bang up job. And I've never, that's the only one I've ever missed. No, I missed another one when I was in the mime troupe traveling on the road.
Telelinked to it?
Yeah, there was a phone booth on the route, and I called into that phone booth. Dr. Esoteric had a little portable speaker, and I talked to the crowd from Boston. I think I was. I was on a road.
They have the baked beans in Boston.
So the parade can happen. It's all about you and your vision of a parade. So
hear the march of tramping feet. Come on down. Come on down.
And it's easy. It's like putting one foot in front of the other. It's like
it's
left.
It's the happiest place on
left,
earth.
Right. Left. Right.
One foot in front
left,
of the
right,
other.
Left, right, left, right,
so how are the plans for that St. Stupid theme park working out?
You go down Route 5 when you go to L.A., and you get a turn from 580, and you're headed south on Route 5, and you go down about an hour, I think, Patterson or something like that, and then alongside the road, you'll see this remains of a Russian industrial amusement park. It's like acres and acres of giant gray metal machines. Giant, huge, and it's like, and piles of dirt. It's a Russian amusement park.
So you're going to take over the franchise.
So they went out of business. Because there was a real big Russian community down in that part of the valley. Back in the 50s, you know, they tried to bring some of their Russian homelandness to that part. And they built this brutalist amusement park. And you'll see it when you go down Route 5. And it's kind of... nothing's happening with it, so we're in negotiations. And we're just going to spray paint it pretty colors and charge a lot of money.
You must be at least this tall to ride Pointy Head Mountain.
You must be at least this stupid.
Well, you've got the height line. It keeps the little shavers off those dangerous rides, like the cyclone, the hurricane, the volcano, the tsunami, the mushroom cloud.
No, and every ride is a sign that says, are you really that stupid?
And there's a Kursk submarine ride that's really...
and you don't come back from that.
Too many cuss words.
Uncle Doug...
Someone's at the door.
Yeah, did I get that thing?
Yeah, it's me.
Who's that knocking at the door?
You did not get that package of...
Votre package.
So the question is, though, that... are you going to St. Stupid's Day Parade, or will you have one where you are?
They give you the pink slip, and it's at the post office. You have to get that lady to give it to you, but you must flash your ID and slip her a few sawbucks in a discreet envelope.
It looked like 15, 20 people.
Now I have to take two buses to get there.
It's really starting to be real.
Well, you know, I know the way that is, man, because I don't like stuff that bugs me, you know. And it's really, but stuff that bugs me just gets to me. I don't like it.
Package of UFO magazine.
Oh, we smoked that.
Bless your heart.
Those were mailed to Puzzling Evidence by standard mail. A priority mail? What was it? Book rate? A C mail? A par avion? Special fourth class postal rate.
It sent
cattle truck mail, the lowest division of mail. Fort Frayed the cat.
That's for the enlisted kids.
The U.S. Armed Services does make sure that those who serve in America's military receive their mail.
Wait a minute, Mr. T's coming in all over the place.
Mr. T V.
I just want to thank God. Get up.
Get down on my knees and thank God I'm a secret agent man.
So do you have special guests at the St. Stupid's Day Parade?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Special guests, like we've had, Ken Kesey was a special guest when
I introduced him at the speech.
And then Ken Kesey had the crowd do the bong dong. Is that what it's called? Dong bong?
Yeah.
Everybody squatted down and hyperventilated and stood up real fast howled, and people fainted. Like Merrill Goldstone from San Francisco lives in North Beach. Merrill Goldstone fell over and broke her nose. And she goes to Ken Kesey later. She says, look, you broke my nose. And he shrugs his shoulders. She never forgave him for that. He shrugged his shoulders at her
in the face of her broken nose.
I know. It was tough. So Ken Babbs was with him at the time. Paul Krasner did it one weekend. Let's see. Scoop Nisker. West Nisker. Scoop. He'll be there.
Now, what's the big problem here? Let's see if we can't straighten this up.
The big problem is that
BJ Piscat is here. If you go up, what's the date? And you guys will all be in Virginia City?
It'll be next week, the next weekend.
See, if you stroll up there to Virginia City, you'll see all these guys.
Well, I might stay at my friend Martha's house overnight. Don and Tracy have the hotel room with the big single bed, but I don't have a room or a bed.
Or jammies.
Well, I'll manage somehow, and then we will go on to Virginia City. But it's true, I'll be in Reno for a short time. If all or any of this happens. But we were talking about this.
Reno is a nice little city.
Giant package of UFO magazines, Fate magazine.
I sent them to you. Not to me, my dear fellow.
I was never sent these. I can assure you, I never received them. It was not I, but I thought you sent them to Puzzling Evidence.
Hey, did you see? Have you seen a UFO?
Me?
Yes.
No. Or the caller. Caller has seen UFO?
It's about the size of the moon.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Big and glowing white.
Yeah. Continue.
And I saw it come down to me.
Right to you.
Yeah, and then I sent it to Doug.
Contactee.
Yeah, now the party begins.
Yeah.
Contactee for the FBI.
Sure. Put a grievance and you have
a mail. You know, you should sue the post office.
A mysterious world.
No, wait a minute.
UF odors.
Wait a minute.
No. It's all right. Everything.
And the sunken city of ashtrays.
I know.
I don't want to sit in an ashtray.
Well, none of that pig Latin here. We're hearing part of this special Saint Stupid's hymn over there.
I know, but you never know. People chant that for hours. That's the funniest part at the end of the parade. Nobody wants to leave, so they keep singing that song.
The 41th annual St. Stupid's Day Parade on 4-1. 41 on 4-1-19.
Yes, I know.
Are you going to be there? Caller, are you going to be there?
No, you never I am not going to be there.
Why not?
Why not?
It is full of bobbies.
No bobbies allowed. We screen for nude people and bobbies. And nude bobbies especially.
Have you heard about that?
Nude bobbies.
No, that's terrible. They're all at ecstasy. Okay, let's calm down.
I know. So we have those rituals to do, rain or shine. And rain if you don't show up, I mean, there's going to be attendance taken, so if you don't show up, that goes on your permanent record.
We're going to have to send a truant officer.
That's right. Permanent record. That's right.
Yep.
Here's another list of those screwy truants who didn't show up.
Screwy truants. It's a good band name, I think.
It was the name of a Tex Avery Screwy Squirrel cartoon.
Hey, let me ask you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I bet you haven't seen it.
Young lady.
Like I have.
Her name is Baby Bear.
Baby Bear.
She quit the church.
Don't blame me. Yeah. That's what people are saying. Oh,
she might come back.
She might come. All people in the world might come back. Now we're talking about a different church.
You're talking about the subgenius church. We're talking about the first church of the last line,
which is like older than the subgenius church by 2 weeks.
However, it's true that Baby Bear did say she thought the church of the last laugh looked like a lot of fun. And
79 was when the first church of the last laugh reemerged, and 79 was when the Bob church started. But we started 2 weeks before this, so we're older.
It's not an eating disorder. It's a form of religion.
I don't know what to do. Do I eat the religion or do I smoke it? Or
you can take the Holy Host here.
Cram it.
Okay, thanks. Bishop Joey of
Cram it. Yeah.
Do you have quizzes or tests or?
We have an oath that everybody has to take.
You need a chick track to pass around.
Always an oath. The secret. handshake,
catechism,
secret that's right, handshake. There is a secret handshake.
Damn, I wish I could figure this out, this religion thing.
I know, it's not hard. But it's tradition, it's layered upon tradition,
there's
layered
no
upon.
Complicated machinery to buy.
What brings in,
can do it.
What fills the basket when it goes around?
That's it. You've got to pass the basket.
Pass the basket.
Pass
so
the bottle.
You work on rituals that fill that basket. And
raise
some
the
work,
Lord.
And it's like a stand-up comedy routine. Religion is like a stand-up comedy routine. Religion, I'm telling you, is like a stand-up comedy routine that you work on, you hone, you find out how the crowd responds to the words that you're saying, and then those words will generate something in the basket. Something in the basket.
The faithful want to hear the same answer every time. They don't want to change.
They want the ritual that they've
come to believe in, and they'll be outraged if you try to change it one iota. It has to be the same as always.
So that's why we start out with the feet. The footwork is very important. You start with the footwork, and it goes like this. Left, right, left.
What? How's this work?
Start again. Okay, here
left.
We go. Okay, here we go.
Left, right.
Left, your left.
No, and so, it's rare.
Right? Okay, good. So now you know the steps. All you got to do is be pointed in the right direction. And so just follow, close your eyes, follow your nose, and listen for the drums.
And just accompany the large group of crazy people careening down the street, and you'll be one of them.
The drums.
Oh, he hung up.
The drums.
A guy who was the drill leader had such a funny way of doing that. It was hard not to break up because he would say, hike, hair. No, you're supposed to be. And he didn't say left, right. And what's this hike, hair thing?
Trying not to break up. That's how
it's hilarious. That's how it works.
Shorthand.
If you actually say the word, it doesn't sound right. You just need a sound. You don't need the word. See, that's where the military is different from religion. You don't need the word.
No.
You need the sound. But in religion, you need the word and the sound.
Get that rhythm. It's like a rhythm.
Yeah. And the percussive sounds for command.
Good night, everyone.
Because in military school, we would make up cool ones that were... So the crowd would be entertained by our cleverness.
So what do you get by being in the First Church of the Last Laugh? You get to heaven
on,
or
what
something?
Do we get?
What do you get?
You get
it? Well, the big payoff
you get 72
attending.
Virgins or 72 raisins? Or
raisins. So we do kind of like old cashews. Now, what we're providing for you, the spiritual consumer,
is one
holy day a year. That's all you do. You show up at the parade. Okay, and there is a dispensation if you can't show up, which I will reveal to you a little bit later.
Whoa.
But you show up at the parade for once a year, and you see, you feel, you get the stupidity, you share. There's a sharing of stupidity. And everybody has done something stupid during the year, so you bring that feeling of shame, guilt, disgust, anger,
and
amusement,
then you
whatever.
Let it go and you throw it up in the air
and it blows away, and then you're free to go forth, take the fifth, and keep two sets of books for the rest of the year. It's like cleaning your baffles.
Spring cleaning.
Clean the baffles. Okay.
I think sometimes I've seen you when you better use one.
There you are. And so we provide that for you, and then what do you provide for us? Nothing up to now. Nothing. I've got nothing. I haven't made a cent.
Marching feet. A body. Someone to stand in the van and hold a spear and march forward.
I know. In the background. So we're going to provide that service to you and yours
Monday. April 1st, as
Monday,
always.
Monday.
First green spring day of April.
It's a spring thing, you know, and it goes back 1,000 years for European tradition. The Monkey King, Hanuman,
yes.
In India, he wasn't that much of a trickster, I'm finding
he
out.
He went on a pilgrimage.
He was kind of like in the Indian stuff, the Bhagavad-gata. Garavita. He's kind of like a hero kind of character, but then he morphs into a trickster character as he heads to China and turns into Sun Wukong. Sun Wukong is the...
With Robert Armstrong.
And, yes, and he's got a cloud he flies around on. He's got a magic staff and a very funny sense of humor, and he steals the peaches from the guys. So we're going to have peaches. So peaches will be there. You can try to steal them from Bishop Joy.
Show the pain away.
So everybody has their little take on this character of the holy fool, the holy crap, you know. So come on down and take one.
Exactly, but that's all right. But God is blessing me, Howard. Right.
Yeah. Did you say there would be some fresh orchard-picked peaches there?
That's right. We're providing a peach.
Oh, boy.
One peach to share.
Me in for that. I'll take a peach.
We'll take a peach, pass it around. Take
hey,
the
there are roaches on some of these peaches.
Just brush them off or smoke them if you got them.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, good.
Course.
And we'll have Michael Pepe will probably be there.
That's right, folks. Michael Pepe will be there flesh.
You don't want to miss Michael
Pepe. Characters that come crawling out of the woodwork to
We've taken shots at Michael Pepe as many times, but we always managed to miss.
Well, he'll bring his own brand of ebullience.
No, you know what, you guys? I know it's pretty exciting, but Michael Pepe will not be there.
What?
I can guarantee that.
What?
What happened?
Well, he's got a job.
He got a job.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
stop.
A working stiff. He's not even listening to the show.
It's the new Donald Trump plan that nobody can get a free ride on government assistance without going and getting a job.
I know, it's terrible.
So he's in this job, but I thought maybe he'd, just maybe he'd...
He always provided a certain, what do you call it, je ne sais fromage to
exactly.
Any place he walked into.
I can't imagine what it'll be like without him.
I know.
We'll all have to put on a little Michael Pepe.
We have to put on... get your Pepe on.
Right.
A little Michael Pepe?
But keep it buttoned up. Oh, well,
have you seen it?
No, not for years. I mean,
ask anybody at Burning Man. Anybody?
They've seen it. Yes.
Yeah, the doctor's
so I guess unless he plays hooky from work.
So you can't beat it.
So
join it. Yeah, it's unavoidable. Saint Stupid is unavoidable. So you might as well just give homage to it, and that's what we do on April 1st. Give homage and hope it stays away the rest of the year. It won't.
Don't think there are Bobbies there. This is not a subgenius.
No, it ain't subgenius.
You've got the Stupidites.
Stupidite. Well, there's several factions.
Right, there are.
There's the Stupidites, the Stupiders, the Stupid-ish-es.
And the Stupettes.
And the Stupettes. And so there's four different factions.
Some of them are quite attractive.
It can get kind of, you know, it can get bloody when those four factions rub up against each other in the parade.
Oh,
but it's always
so
amusing. But it's just amusing.
Everybody wants to get closer to Bishop Joey.
How could you resist something like this?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Throw a towel over it.
That's just a teaser. No, get more of that on St. Stupid Day.
Yeah, I guess so. So there'll be that too, ladies and gentlemen. You really got to make sure to mark in your calendar the 1st of April.
Yeah.
Not miss this. Get down to, it's not actually officially supposed to be, but you know, the foot of Market Street.
The foot of Market Street, let's say.
And be there at noon. You'll hear the drum going rumbo dum dum, and then you'll see everyone sort of surging, marching away, and you just fling yourself into that mass of agitated humanity, and you are now one of the participants.
And you will partake of the 6.5 ritual stops as we go on the sidewalk through the financial district. Sidewalk parade.
Seven stations of stupidity.
It's quite amazing. It's beautiful. It's talked about in the far reaches of
the universe.
And
then we head on back to the that location that we're not officially.
We're not there. Yeah, we're not going back to Justin Herman Plaza.
And Ron Turner is having a post St. Stupid Day gathering at Specs Bar after this.
Perfect. All right, we'll try to make that, and we'll see what. Usually I'm kind of like in an Advil coma at the end of the
place. I should go to the Walgreens over by the Hotel Zelos. It's the only place in town they sell Cafe Bustelo. and get a jar. They've got it locked up, but they'll unlock it and sell me a jar. And I've got a $25 certificate for See's Candy to
buy
25 pounds of chocolatl covered coffee.
Oh, baby, bring it on.
Yes, it's going to be a wonderful day on April 1st, St. Stupid's Day. And as you say, the 21st? No, the 41st. The 41st.
Yeah, I mean, people have come, met their future spouses, got married, had kids, and brought their kids.
And now their kids are having kids. Look at it this way. It's never not happened.
It's
right?
Transgenerational.
It's always
interdimensional. And it provides a free lunch.
Yum. An orchard-picked peach for each and every one of them.
Well, just one peach for the parade. Right. So one
but
parade,
it's a
one
very large peach.
Oh, it's a big peach.
Yes. Yeah.
So we'll split that up, and we're going to have a lot of fun. And you too, Come on down.
You have been listening to the Church of the Last Laugh.
One of the many things I like about women is they're really smart.
Yes, the Burning Man High School.
It doesn't really burn. It's just a mirror smoke lightning thing.
Smoke, lightning, smoke on mountain, portent in sky, meteor fall, Saint Stupid.
Not your other organs wouldn't either.
Yes.
Talking about organs. Man.
It is written in the stars
a little Michael
that
Pepe.
This parade
I know.
Will
he's got
take
something.
Place.
That Michael, he's got something.
Now is the time for the great unzipping. We will be free of society's troublesome laws and morals. And in the free fall of disunion, float through the downtown of San Francisco, the soon-to-be-sunken city, to the seven stations of stupidity.
Oh, Eno, that's who it is, that's Eno. And there's a new, I walked the route today, I walked the Financial Street route today, and there's a new sculptor, well, it's a sculptor of the word one, because that's the address of this place on Market Street, one.
Individual one.
And it's E-N-O, but O-N-E other way, so the it's like Eno is the one. It's a giant, it's like a 15, 20 foot piece of metal sculpture going O-N-E. O-N-E,
too heavy
E-N-O.
To steal.
O-N-E, E-N-O.
They can't cart it away.
Eno is the one. Eno is the one.
An inadvertent message, an Eno. Exaptive message.
Eno apparently. Is the one. Eno. Eno.
But you know, Eno.
You never Eno.
John.
Well, I hope that answers your questions about the upcoming St. Stupid Fun Fest. To learn more, write to the International Criminal Court, United Nations, New York City.
The whole show's on just a record.
I don't think it's worth it.
No, I don't.
It's
an comes
LP.
In and plays it, and
an
man,
LP
you know, the show
freely.
Stops, and that's it. You're all free to go.
Well, now we can relax and talk about movies. You know, isn't it awful that they're going to remake Dumbo as a live action with Danny DeVito? Some things ought to be sacred.
Who's going to be Gumbo?
Who's going to be
it's
Danny
not
DeVito?
Danny DeVito appears in it, but it's the
Gumbo. They're combining Gumby and Dumbo. Yeah. It's
no, not
Gumbo.
Not so
it's
Gumby. That
it's
would be
Gumbo.
Great. Gumbo, he flies,
wait,
but he's
Gumbo
like Gumby.
Gumbo's Bill. Yeah, already been done.
I've got the first Gumby cartoon ever made, Gumbasia. But no, this was, well, that was an Art Clokey production. But Dumbo, the animals won't talk, and it's, whose idea is it to make a multi-zillion dollar computer-generated flying elephant movie with Danny DeVito?
Why not?
Don't. Well, because all old, all dared before.
They're going to animate with, like, a new CGI. That's like saying people shouldn't trade.
Animate Dumbo flying around and shooting peanuts at out of his nose.
Operation Dumbo
no,
Drop.
It should be comedy.
No, that's a different one entirely. That was a totally different... Well,
totally different loser.
That's your elephant. And And another thing that ticks me off.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, you know that cool movie about vampires, what we do in the shadows?
Yeah.
Now they're making it into a TV series.
Oh,
like a comedy on TV, ruining the esoteric pleasure of that movie.
Well, there you go.
Why I ought to...
Whatever fills the basket.
Yes, I guess. Now, remember those collection plates and the ushers and usherettes in their fetching uniforms passing unobtrusively through the crowd? Maybe a lot of people would just throw stickers or something in there, but you might get a couple of sawbucks. Who knows? All for your great mission, for your great work.
Yeah, I wish they'd remake those Three Stooges Go to All the Planets movie.
There were several of them. There's one actually where the two Stooges conspire against Curly, but he ultimately becomes the hero because he actually does go to the planet. He has a big ticker tape parade, and the other Stooges get nothing. And then there's the one with the beautiful space babes on Venus. Isn't Marie Windsor
testing the PA for the parade?
That's good. That's good. Give him a little more trouble.
5, 4, 3, 2, of course, that's not to be confused with Abbott and Costello Go to Mars, where they actually go to Venus.
But the weatherman can't
Venus is inhabited by shapely chorus girls in thigh-high future suits and things. Now, when the Stooges go to Venus, it's inhabited by a flame-throwing giant spider, a cutesy-pootsy unicorn, and a horrible robot with multiple arms that slaps and punches and pokes them.
And you're going to pay for it.
And your tax dollars pay for it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, stupid.
That's right. Thank you. That's from Beyond. That was a stupid from Beyond.
I liked From Beyond. I thought it had problems, but it was a good monster movie.
But you could see the seams on the back of the monster suit.
So it seems. They just should sew those seams up more.
And the halo. The halo was not believable. Not a believable halo at all.
Well, I'm not really a gamer, but the thing is, how about those giant worms that you can only see once you switch on the giant worm-seeing machine?
Well, that's extra.
It's unnerving to think that they're actually all around us, but we can't see them, and they can't see us until we switch on the giant worm-seeing machine, and then they can see us. Yeah, but, that's...
They live.
Well, that's a different movie entirely.
Same idea.
Now you can buy...
It's an old idea.
You can buy They Live action figures that you can pose through monsters
and motion. You need special glasses to see the parade. Oh, you didn't mention that, did you?
No. Yeah. No, that's...
Put on the sunglasses or
now,
I'll beat the hell.
Put the sunglasses on now.
Yeah, one year we went and got, this was about 15 years ago, I knew a guy that worked at Pixar, Barney. His name won't be mentioned. Barney Jones.
Barney.
Okay.
Barney Jones.
And I got a box full of 3D glasses, and we had like 100 people, and we had 100 people in the parade with 3D glasses. It was stupid.
Even a little brother can stand in the way of this date.
A pesky little brother. Or how about a pesky visitor to the house? You know, you're trying to be alone with your girlfriend and some kid is hanging around.
Stupid was a saint.
My dad had that happen to him when he...
The night
of the marriage to my mom.
Some kid was there?
Yep. His little brother. So they paid his little brother some money to go out and see a long movie.
Kid, go out and get an ice cream cone. Here's 20 bucks.
It worked.
Alone at last.
Of course, the war started then, right after that. So.
Right.
Pearl Harbor and the explosion.
They were friends of mine.
The Bay Smith and the Red Hook Skillet.
Went on tour with Pearl Harbor and Tubes one summer.
And Lee Presson and the Nails.
She starts calling me up to come out.
And Pearly Gates was a fellow military kid, so her dad was in the Army.
Your drama class, and that would happen a number of
Hi.
No problem.
Skip a year, and then she calls me up this last June or July and says, I'm doing a full tilt Commedia dell'arte. You know, Commedia dell'arte. So this one's Goldoni.
Nobody ever dies in Bologna. Remember that?
That's right.
It's like the thing you do when you want to do Commedia.
The original E. Fratelli Bologna Brothers.
Some of them will be at the parade.
Some of them, yeah. There's a few still in town.
Right.
And, yeah, there's... but you can catch us all at once at the movie The Right Stuff. You have seen the movie The Right Stuff.
Pneumonia.
Several times.
Catch it all.
Haven't you? I said, haven't you?
Haven't you? Yeah, The Right Stuff. That was a cool movie. A cool book, too.
VHS double, it came in a double tape.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. A 3-hour movie.
I need a new VHS player. Mine has given up the ghost, I'm afraid. I can't seem to fix it.
But you get the DVD, the 25th anniversary DVD.
DVD.
And it has the yak tracks and the people, the
tech,
all the guys behind the camera talking about that that movie.
There was nothing computerized in that movie.
No.
It was all floor effects, all analog effects.
Kaufman said, take the jet up on the roof and blow some smoke on it and take some shaky pictures. Because he didn't like the CGI that was at that time, early 80s CGI was puny. It was puny.
Little.
Puny. You could see the strings.
In Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
That's, that was the last... the last time you could, not could, but the last time anybody spent any time to blow up an island.
Right. Yeah.
Then it all went to CGE.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the Bolognas are in that as the press corps. So, Commedia, it's got a root in that Renaissance Italian street theater. Arlecchino, Pantaloni, the Dottore,
and the Devil.
And the Scaramuccia, Colombina, and the Lovers. Don't forget the Lovers.
Their arms round the griefs of the ages.
And that was the story of Saint Stupid. Only you can continue the traditions that make up the foundations of civilization. That is the First Church of the Last Laugh.
Marching on forever and ever.
I don't think he has any clothes
on. The ages of history.
Bishop Joey in all his glory.
La grande delicto. What an astonishing sight.
Here he comes now, walking down. No, he's not on. He's not on Justin Herman Plaza, just hovering above it. That's right. Here he comes to initiate the oath.
Long may he wave
for the crowd.
At the crowd.
Of the First
He's just going to wave, that's it? What do I get?
That's all you get.
He's waving and winking at
the crowd. What do you want for free? What do you want for free? That's right.
And he's got the bullhorn.
And there it is. Raise your right hand. No, your other right hand.
We're bullish on bullhorns.
Repeat the church after me.
First Church of the Last.
I pledge allegiance to the illusion and to the pyramid scheme for which it stands, one nation, one species, in denial, with error and excess, by all. Okay, bring the band on down behind me, boys. Okay. And so if you can't make the parade, now this is what you got to do. Okay, you out there, you know who you are. You can't make the parade for some stupid, god-awful reason. Okay, what you need to do is at noon on April 1st, a Monday, what you do is you stop what you're doing and you say, excuse me, I have to do my little ritual. Stop what you're doing at noon on Monday,
don't think
April
it's worth
1st.
It.
Hold your hand out, palm up, and then say these words. That's the way he would have wanted it. Say that.
That's the way he would have wanted it.
Then slap the palm against your forehead.
Ow.
Yeah. And say,
Had he thought about it. Okay, let's try it again. Hold your hand out there.
This is too much stuff. What do I...
Pay attention. That's the way he would have wanted it.
Say that's the way he would have wanted it.
Slap your palm against your forehead. Had he thought about it.
Had he thought about it.
Then brush the stupidity off your shoulders.
All these years of
that's right, because the hit on the forehead with your palm shakes loose all the dried stupidity.
I thought it was dandruff.
A lot of people, right? Yeah, we were misconceived, and it falls out on your shoulders, and you just brush it off, and, there, and all that dried stupidity from the previous year, and you're free to go out and collect some more.
I'll see you later. Yeah, see you later. I'm going to go and get the 25 pounds of free candy. I'll catch you on the other side of it. Oh, I mean,
we have an America and the kids from Taft and the kids from my sister has friends.
We'll get the kid and, you know, Jackie Coogan, the kid, and Kid Rock and Billy the Kid. And
comes back. He says, well, Miss, I see you taking my ID and everything. It says, Ms. Reynolds, we're out to arrest you.
So bring a valid form of ID.
They handcuffed me. They arrested me for. Now, people always sit around a table talking about, you know, their arrest records. You know, people go, yeah, I've been busted for, you know, dope a couple of times. Yeah, so what? Okay, yeah, I was busted.
Yeah, so what?
Okay, I stole a car, you know.
Big deal.
Bank robber, maybe. Yeah,
huh. Okay, I knifed a 104-year-old woman.
But nobody can top my arrest for pornography to minors.
Da-da-da!
These little presents that were in the box in the bus were made by the
cases of black lung down there.
And they had wrapped in old pornography, Playboy magazine. So, you can barely see when there's a bush.
Playboy magazine.
Okay, and one parent caught it and called the cops, and the cops came and chased me, and they had me arrested, had me in the car. Next thing, Robert's also handcuffed, in the car.
Robert Burke.
We get processed, we get released. I tell the story to the woman who arrested me, the woman cop, because she comes in and I'm handcuffed, and it's waiting room. She says, okay, what the fuck is this? You know, what is
sorry.
You know, and I explain the whole story, which I just told you. Kids, but, you know, They're small.
They could have been midgets.
Kids are small.
No, I didn't see it, but she understood that. Says, well, we're gonna let you go. You might have to come back.
We'll let you go this time.
Talk about this to somebody, maybe not, but we'll let you go. So a couple hours later, let us off. Now,
the chief says we can't make this one stick.
Oh, that's that story. So, yeah, so I had a job at a Catholic high school last year. And
down on your knees.
I to teach Commedia dell'arte for a show out there, Moreau Catholic High School. And so I was going to be put on the contract. It wasn't just a workshop. I used to do workshops, get paid, and that was it. But this is a long thing, a month. So I had to go through, I had to be vetted by the Catholic Church. Because I was going to be at their,
they're trying to get the paper because there's a delay. I didn't have a passport. I had to get a new passport.
Passport.
So I'm already halfway through
this vetting process. I was worried that maybe on my record, they're going to go look at my record because I looked up, and they're going to go to Portland and they're going to see the arrest record. Now, I didn't get nothing happened. The charges were dropped, but there's an arrest record. So, I was waiting. So I'm doing a couple of weeks into this rehearsal process. And I keep waiting for the leather nun to walk in and haul me out they found out that I had been arrested for pornography to minors in Portland, Santa Walk. But it didn't happen, and it's that's a happy end.
What a relief.
Let's get right to our thing here.
You can't have child molestation in the Catholic Church.
I could have been, fired by the Catholics for pornography to Mars. You get the
pornography on Mars?
And you're running your own church.
I know,
here.
Right?
Yeah. It's all.
Now everything is cross connected.
Everything.
So there's no the digital thing hadn't happened. I mean, so they didn't find my arrest record, I got paid. Ha.
swell with pride to announce.
But today,
I've been arrested for dope a couple of times.
Well, now it's time to probably distribute some new presents, and then you can test the system and see.
Brian Goggin. That's what I thought. Now will he be at the parade?
He's gonna carry a drum.
And I'm sticking to it.
He'll be there, smiling, flashing his teeth at the crowd. When Dan
came, yeah. So if we can't have Michael Pepe, we get Brian. So Brian's he's trying to put these sculptures along the waterfront up in Petaluma, and
what's he sculpted now?
So he's connected it to some cast iron work history that was in Petaluma and connected to San Francisco, and he came up with these giant. Cast iron tubs, you know,
tubs.
Bathtubs.
Oh,
bathtubs on stilts on legs. So they're like giant
stilts.
Insecty looking bathtubs.
Oh, you know what?
Up on legs.
Show's over, man.
Is
show's
it?
Over. Yeah.